Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello.
Yep, so back again, and hopefully the episode's recording properly. Got two different recording software running at the same time, so hopefully it doesn't clash too much. But hopefully if one works better, I'll use that one instead of the other one. But again, we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
Both programs are saying it's recording, so we should be okay. Without further ado, we'll make a start on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
So the main topic I want to talk about is misusing video game hardware and software. So the other day I was on Twitter browsing and I saw one news article. I didn't properly read through it, but I got the general headline from it, which said an original Xbox was used to try and smuggle in 1,100 pounds of cocaine.
Yes. Yeah, Alpha Magazine did a cover on that.
Yeah, so that was both weird and scary at the same time that someone could actually do that, bring stuff in. But thankfully, that people are trying to bring it in the court. But it just goes to show anyone can sneak things in if they know how to do it properly.
Oh yeah. I mean, to me for that, I'm not too surprised, because people have been using different kind of containers like cocaine, crack, donkeys and stuff to import whatever they want, you know. So you know, I wasn't really too surprised. It was really just, you know, I don't know, just something that just happened.
Yeah, I don't know if this is something that's been going on for ages, or someone recently just tried it as a method to try and sneak it in. It raises a quick question about whether security airports or any place is going to increase due to this incident, or if it'll just go carry on with the same level of security.
I don't see why it would increase, because that's been going on for years. I mean, far as I'm concerned, because I live in Florida, so, you know, we always get to hear stuff about, down the coast and coming into Mexico, and how they find stuff inside people's luggages and stuff like that, you know. So it's not really, I really don't see how that one incident is going to make a big difference. I mean, I really don't.
Yeah, just makes you think if they're going to increase security, but chances are probably not. But I just look forward with anyone who might want to import or export a video game console or any games that are cartridge based, they'll probably try and scan the system or sort of take the whole thing apart to try and find anything, any substances. So you never know, there might be some proposal whether they'll go through or not, but personally, I think there's going to be a massive issue relating to importing video games or exporting video games and then taking it apart completely to try and find any substances or anything else.
Yeah, I just did a Google thing, because that's been happening for a while now. Cause I know it happened like a few years ago, at least about 6-7 years ago when that happened. And, I don't know, I just found another one that someone just did this month, actually. They tried to smuggle heroin worth $40 million by stuffing into, that's into bumpers. Oh, okay. I saw Jaguar, and I thought it was a Jaguar from Atari. Actually, it's Jaguar, the car. But, I remember them doing that. I remember, like, they have a, it was a, it was smuggling some other thing. It wasn't marijuana, but it was something else. And I was like, I mean, wow. You know, but that was years ago.
Yeah, they're probably always going to try and smuggle something in other than some ways, whether that's hidden in video game consoles, video game cartridges, or any other items such as cars or any other electronic goods that can think no one will ever think to look in there. So
yeah,
it can be amazing and both and terrifying as to how far smugglers will go to try and sneak things in or sneak things out.
Circular saw for like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's just it all depends on what the people do.
I think some security, they think, like I said, much is going to change because of this, but almost makes you want to have a look in the consoles, make sure you haven't got anything stashed away in there.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've seen people who stash money and stuff in their consoles, and then they go sell it, and then they realize they sold it, and then it's like, oh, my stuff is gone.
Yeah, it's a clever little hiding place, but instances like that. I kept that in there, and then. But thinking about another story some years ago, I'm not sure how true this was exactly, but heard like a rumor or something that terrorists were actually using Mega Drive or Sega Genesis cartridges as part of a bomb.
Say what?
I don't know if this story was true, but apparently the source that said that terrorists were using cartridges from the Sega Mega Drive or Sega Genesis cartridge and using it as parts for a bomb.
You probably could, because remember, Sega had basically a PowerPC as a processor, so the chips on the cartridge, you probably could, because I remember they said Saddam Hussein, I think, oh, I'm going to buy 25 PlayStation 3s and jimmy-rig them together so they can be a supercomputer, which it never happened. So, but I know the military was doing that, what he was trying to do, but I wonder what they were doing to do that. So, or want to do that. So just build a computer.
Yeah, I mean, whether that story is true or not, I mean, I don't know if it's the term blast processing seriously. But,
I mean,
one is a shame for what's waste perfectly good cartridges, and another, it's really, really, really putting people's lives in danger if they are being used in such a way.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I mean, I'm not sure there is much evidence there towards that, but again, that's another group of people who do anything they can to do whatever they want. But again, that's a separate issue, so I don't want to go too much into it in the podcast. So.
Right.
Yeah, but. I'm trying to think of any other like the physical moderns where people use it to hack into games. I'm sure you've heard the stories about Xbox 360 games being hacked into by modifying the console.
Oh yeah, I've seen the modifying thing where that's the reason why they don't want to do some of the backwards compatible stuff, because I know that's why, because they have doors in there that they probably don't know that are their back doors, and it's an easy hack. But it's all in the coding. If they don't change the coding, which you think that if they go through all that programming, they would change the coding the way they're talking. Because, I've never built a video game before, but I'm sure if I built one video game, I would be able to pump out video games a lot faster than the first one, because now I know how to do it. But these companies now, they're like, wow, really? You left that big of a hole for them to break it open. That's your fault. You don't think forward.
Yeah, so this is what one of those things. But then people who find the bugs and exploit the bugs and get glitches get banned by Xbox Live. I'm not sure if it happens much with PlayStation Network, but I know with the Xbox Live they'll pretty much shut down the console, make it unusable online.
Yeah, I mean, for others, that's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair.
Yeah, just this making obviously is something you shouldn't do, like modify consoles, try and cheat and get games, because that's not fair and that's ruining the enjoyment for everyone playing the game.
Exactly. That's why you should never do that. Now, if there's a glitch and like you go press up a game and it lets you download it, that's one thing. But to go in and say, press the reset button 4 times, then on your controller press start, then press select, then push up, left, right, left, and then you got a free game. Nah, that's not fair either.
I mean, I think, probably going off topic a little bit here, but I think there's this one story where this kid was able to work out some sort of glitch with the Xbox Live service where you just keep putting some random number or not pressing space or something on Xbox Live to try and get into his father's account.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and he managed to get unlimited access to pretty much everything.
Yeah, I think he just happened to look up and got the codes. They try to write him off as being a genius, and I'm like, he's not a genius. You know, I'm like, wow, they're trying to get this kid who knows nothing about programming because he took the controller and went, bra-ta-ta-ta-ta. Oh, look, it opened it up. Let's keep playing. And then the father finds out. That shows me how weak the programming is from Microsoft. That's what that showed me. Let me see him hack something else. What's hacking? I don't know what that means. You know. But yeah, they need to keep those demos controls and stuff, you know, out of the control. I mean, they really should remove that stuff. I don't know how it stays in there. You know, it's in the code, so why not go in and take it out? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they do that. Me, I'll make one console, test it out, give it to somebody who I know who likes to mess around with stuff, and then let somebody else go behind them and mess with it. And then, you know, let them check it out. Hopefully they'll find something, and if they don't, then they don't, and then we're ready to go.
Yeah, so big things like this need to be tested for a lot of hardware and software, make sure. Obviously, you can't make it bug-proof or glitch-proof, because that even the most hardcore programmers are going to struggle to do that. But obviously, make sure any significant glitches or bugs don't affect the experience. That's the main thing. But obviously, in this day and age, people just say, or if there's a problem with the game, we'll just release a patch to fix it. So just download it next time you log on. So every time you want to play a game, you have to wait for an update to fix this one bug they didn't bother fixing before they released it.
Yep. Like Halo Master Chief Collection. Oh my gosh, that's so awful what they're doing. And like, you people accept that? Well, okay.
Oh yeah, that was when they filled 45 gigs of data on the actual disc, and day one update of 20 gigabytes.
Yep. I cannot believe that people are actually allowing that to happen. I just cannot believe that.
Yeah, I just don't really get that so much. I mean, I think. Isn't the container disc for the campaign, and I think the updates, the 3 gig update, supposed to be for multiplayer?
Oh, I don't know. I saw 40 gigs or 45 gigabyte update. Like day one update. I like, wow. You what interest I had, I no longer have.
Yeah, which is a great, great shame, because it looks like a really, obviously, we've talked about the graphics and everything and all the improvements they made. It looks like really top-notch, like it really put some effort into making sure it looks like the best it can do on the current hardware.
Yep, but it looks good, but 45 gigabytes on day one?
Yep.
Woo! That don't look good to me.
I think that's just on the disc for itself. They sort of fill the disc out with all the content, and to use the multiplayer. I'm pretty sure that it's a 20 gig update. I mean, I could be mistaken, but that's from what I understand anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know why they didn't do like 2 discs. I do. Because I can easily do that, because I'm sure Blu-rays are quite cheap to produce now, so just do one one disc for the campaign and one disc for multiplayer.
Right.
Or do something, or some way of squeezing it in. I couldn't be say because I'm not a programming expert, so I don't know how well they actually managed to fit in all the data on the disc.
Right.
Just makes you think what's going to happen with the rest of the games to come out in the future on the Xbox One and PS4 even. I don't know how, if PS4 is ever going to have any of those kind of issues.
I really hope not. I mean, they have some issues too. Well, some of the games have to be updated. I'm trying to remember the first game. What was that? Haze, I think, had needed an update a while back. But that was a full game, though. And it's only online, which made no sense. But, you know, they want to combat the cheaters.
Yeah, I mean, it's something they need to be wary of. I mean, releasing patches if there's not any bugs that really didn't notice, or like slip by the net, or like maybe like minor ones to try and fix like a glitch that someone's really exploited. But it's just something they really need to test. I mean, they spend so much money on games. I think like the basic thing of actually testing it to make sure it works and is usable, things like slips overhead sometimes, or goes over the head rather.
Yeah, and that sucks.
And no, so the we haven't talked much about the hacking side of things because with the PlayStation Network getting hacked, that was some years ago now, but it was quite a big issue back then. I'm not sure if people still feel sore about it now, because I think that meant like a month of not being able to play online.
Right.
Yeah, and I think the only real compensation Sony gave out was like a free get game to download, which I tried to download one, but I couldn't do it for some reason. There was some sort of problem doing that, or some sort of glitch, so I couldn't actually download anything.
Right. Yeah, I got mine. I forget what it was. I think I got, oh my gosh, I can't remember what I got. Most of the games they had already owned.
Yeah, I think one of them might have been a Ratchet and Clank game, I think, and a couple of others I can't remember off the top of my head, but wasn't like a massive selection. I mean, if we'd have thought it was such a big problem, they would have released a couple of games to
software. Or better yet, just gave us a credit for like $20 to buy whatever we want to.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been like a small loss to them probably, but it would have reassured us that they know they made a mistake and they'll do the best not to repeat it in the future.
Yep, exactly.
But again, that was something else. So, Microsoft have been having issues like that. I'm sure they've had some sort of issues in the past with hacking. But off the top of my head, I can't remember the specific story.
Yes, they did. Remember, the main security guy got hacked. Steptoe got hacked back in 2009 or 10. I hadn't heard from him in a while because I think I talked to Steptoe. I'm not sure. I know I talked to Major Nelson on his blog. But Steptoe, who was head of security, he got hacked. And like a year or so after that, he quit. The hackers, you know how they get. They want, I know who you are. Your name is yada, 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 and you live at blah, 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 blah. I know your wife. I know your daughter. And I guess, you know, I don't think they made those kind of threats to him or not, but he just, I didn't even know he had stepped down. He still does. He was, well, last time I checked, he was on a podcast. I did follow him for a little bit, but like I said, I quit playing after the Xbox was announced. I don't know what happened, but I kind of slowed down on playing a lot of games. You know, Minecraft with you, I think, was my last major multiplayer game that I played, actually, besides Street Fighter. But Xbox was hacked for, like, passwords. They were hacked with codes. They had been hacked for games. They had been hacked for the PC over to Xbox. That's why you quit letting the Halo people fight with Halo people on PC. They just turned the junk off altogether. Boop, turn it off. I don't even know. There's a PC version of what's that thing called? Skyfall, Dropout, whatever it's called. What was it called? Giant with the giant robots. Nobody talks about it too much Titanfall. Anymore. Titanfall, that's it. Can Titanfall PC play with Xbox 360 or Xbox One? I thought they said you could at one time.
Would make sense because Microsoft is a big as a big market in PCs and video games. So you would have thought something like that would have been a no brainer having both platforms be compatible with each other.
Yeah, so I don't think they did because I think that's one of the complaints because like you don't have enough people in your party to enjoy the game. You know, with four people it's fun, but eventually that gets boring to some people. You know, me, I wouldn't be bored. I don't have fun people to play with, you know. But I don't care for that kind of game. You know, it's just not for me.
Yeah, summing up completely, I think both video game companies and consumers can be to blame for all these issues with hardware and software, because obviously some consumers are going to be determined to try and find bugs and glitches and then exploit them, or they'll look it up online on how to overcome this thing so they can really show off their quote-unquote skill when in fact they're cheating to win.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And also companies are to blame for checking the games playable to begin with on day one without any major bugs or glitches.
Yeah.
And just letting it happen and then stories to explain it, or just letting it happen and just trying to blame the consumers, oh, they shouldn't be doing this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, it just comes to whoever's playing the game, really. Me, that's why I don't really care for it. I mean, you know, people are just cheating left and right, and it's like, wow, you just devalued the game. What's the point of playing if we got cheaters?
Yeah, it just ruins your experience at the end of the day, so.
Yeah, Halo. What was that? Not Halo, but Gears of War. That was my game people cheated on. Lag switching and cheating. I'm already bad enough, but now you got to cheat on me? Nah. I'm out. Forget this. I haven't been back since. I'm bad. I'm not that good anyway. But if I get a headshot or a shot to your face with my shotgun, that takes skills. And I shot you in your face and you're not dead yet? Oh, no, no, no. I'm out. I shot you in your face. You're supposed to be dead. And not only did I shoot you in your face once, I shot you twice. Which means you're supposed to be dead. Nope. Not dead. Pow, now you dead. How? So, you know, I'm like, you know what? I don't need to stress. I'm here to play games to have fun. I'm not here to be stressed out. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of games you can play, and often there's not many cheaters. I mean, granted, some even campaign games you can even argue that the AI cheats somehow.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm sure I've had a couple of experiences where the AI blatantly cheats and where it should have won, it's either glitched out or there's bugs or there's like some sort of issue where they seem to still be able to win and you just lose, you're not sure how. So I don't think it's that much of a common occurrence with offline gaming, but obviously online gaming, there's more issues with other gamers trying to cheat to get one ahead and try and make out that they're the best player in the world.
Yeah. I don't like when people cheat like that. Make me angry.
Again, there's not much that can be done. Just the game developers need to be wary that some people are going to try and exploit the code and... I mean, if they're just going to have a lot mild fun with themselves, mess about and without bothering other people, I think that's okay. Like exploiting glitches in GTA 5 online. I mean, there's loads of glitches. You can exploit a gate glitch to send the car or vehicle flying into the air. Just have some fun with that. But when you're playing against other people, then can be annoying when you use like glitches like shoot through the walls, shoot through the ceilings, or some sort of bug of glitch to try and overcome the enemy, and just becomes unfair then.
Yeah.
So we can only hope that improvements are made in the future to make sure these things are kept to a minimum and there's not that much issue. Obviously, there's not going to be like zero chance of there not going to be an issue in the future, but obviously people are going to misuse hardware and software however they want. That's not just in gaming, but also in computers and PCs.
Right. Yeah, people are always looking for that exploit, and they will exploit it when they find it, which sucks.
Yeah, so it just ruins at the end of the day. So anyone listening that likes to do that sort of thing, I mean, if there's any kind of valid argument for why you cheat this way or do it, then please let us know. But if there's not, then hope you get a bit of knowledge. It's not fair to do this sort of thing. But guessing by the sort of age groups that tend to do this sort of thing, I wouldn't want to take much notice. But not much you can do at the end of the day. Just hope that other gamers online are going to be playing fair, and the game developers just make the game as bug-free and glitch-free as possible, so it can't be exploited.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure what else to add to that. Can you think of anything else, Juan?
No, not really. I mean, if I don't say anything, I only want to talk to the developers. I mean, really, they should have a small pool that are not the game testers, but people like, I'll just say, like, you and your group of friends. You know your five friends. You got Gaz, I'll just say me, and, like, three other people. And you know that we are not going to go outside of that ring if we had a game that's exclusive to us. And say, hey, y'all, we want y'all to go and take this game. I want you to do whatever you can do to break it, find a glitch, find a hole in it. You know, Gaz, you know, he's going to probably look at the graphics and this frame rate and stuff, which is that's what all we're going to look at and stuff like that. And then maybe he might go into a menu like I would, and we'll all be doing things like, yeah, did y'all notice when you go to the menu and you press the select button, then the A button, another menu pops up, and it says Access Network. And then when you look at it, you can see everybody who's in your game. You know, yeah, that's the kind of stuff I would love the developers to do with the outside gamers, is what I call them. People who actually go in and play the game and look for these glitches and try stuff that you wouldn't normally try. You know, make a score that's impossible or make a crazy, stupid score and see if it reacts differently. You know, go in the corners like me. I'm the person where I always go in the corners of every map just to see it rip. I do that because I like doing that. I did that with Talk, and I was like, wow, I found a lot of hidden areas that aren't official hidden areas. They're just off the map. And, you know, and I did that without even trying. I just went to the edge of the map, and that was it. But that's what I would say it more to the developers to do that. You know, that way they have less bugs and stuff for holes to pop up. And the one thing we all, I think Microsoft or somebody did this. They built a game on an old game code and left all the holes in. If you're building up a new old game, make sure you patch all the holes up first. Network holes, please. This game wasn't even an online game. It just had online access. And I forget what game it was. I think it was a PS2 game. And they just built on top of it. And then didn't even close all the holes up. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. You all know better than that. I had to look up that stuff so I can post it out because I thought it was just ludicrous. But that's all I have to say to that.
I mean, this is going to happen. People are going to exploit games, but just hope that in the future there isn't too much issue with both developers and video and other gamers. Notice this isn't the best thing to do, but yeah, I think we've pretty much covered it there.
Yeah.
Okay, so shall we go on to what we've been watching recently?
Yep.
You want to start off one?
Alrighty then. What I've been watching this week is I'm picking up on Supernatural. That's what I was actually watching before you called me. Because I'm on season 9 now and I'm loving it. And I was also just flipping through some things and trying to watch random stuff. And today I just watched some movie called The Colony. And it has Lawrence Fishburne in it. And it's kind of like The Walking Dead, if not like Pandorum, kind of, but it's still humans. It's where basically like we have right now, the Ebola virus is out there, and it kills half the planet, and some of we go live in a shelter in a cold area, and we bring seeds and stuff with us, and it's 400 of us, but if somebody gets a cough, they have to be quarantined. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be quarantined for a few days to get better. If you don't get better within those few days, then you take the test. If the test comes back positive, you have two choices. You need to walk to your death or get shot in the head, one or two. And there's some other guy in there, too, who does some things that really makes you really angry during the movie. But it's really good. It's called The Colony. It's really good. It's on Netflix. I also watched something called Iron Man. What was it? I'm trying to look at it right now, actually. Iron Man and Captain America. It's some 3D animation that's pretty decent. You know, it's not great or anything, but it's pretty decent. With Iron Man and Superman. I'm sorry, Iron Man and Captain America coming together to fight the Red Skull, and the Hulk, he show up too. It's done pretty decent. It's nowhere as good as the cartoons, but it's almost there. It's almost there. Outside of that, I haven't been watching much of anything. Well, Walking Dead is now back on TV, so yeah, that's on tonight. Yes, it's awesome. If you haven't seen it, oh my gosh, get ready. It's awesome. The opening season intro premiere, oh my gosh, it's like, it couldn't have been no better than that. It couldn't have been no better. And it was just pure awesome. And I think that's really it. I watch some other stuff, but it's not important. It's more like food shows about GMO. I watch some of that stuff. So, and that's it for me. And you?
Same as you with Walking Dead. I've managed to watch the first episode earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, really enjoyed it. Glad it's back. So, can't wait to find out what happens if they get to where they need to go. But obviously, you know, I'm going to spoil it if anyone hasn't watched it, so
yeah.
So leave a few, still a few questions unanswered from last season, but hopefully we'll find out what happens this season.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, really enjoyed that. Also watched last week's episode of Doctor Who. I haven't caught up with this week's episode yet. But yes, yeah, still enjoying the new Doctor Who.
Uh huh.
And Downton Abbey, you've been watching that as well. Still enjoying that. Lots left to be answered, and I've got a couple of theories about what's going to happen. But again, we'll just have to wait and see if it plays out as I think it will. But still an enjoyable show. And I've only watched Time Billy X Factor, but when I say watching, I was already glancing at it a few times because I was barely watching it because I'm just that bored of the format now. Just of you know, the whole judging process to get to the finals or get to the live shows, and now just really bored and tired for it. So we should really need to give it a break or just leave it for maybe a year or two before deciding to come back. So not really been watching that so much. What else? Trying to think of anything else I've been watching. I've been watching a bit more of The Indrivables. So I mentioned that about some people who really struggle to drive and trying to get past the test. And yeah, it's some entertainment programs, like seeing all these different people who really struggle with getting hang of driving. See what else have I been watching? Anything? Probably is something else I've been watching, but I can't think off the top of my head, so I'll have a little think about that while we go on to what we've been playing recently.
What have you been playing? Have you played anything?
I haven't been playing much. I've played a few iPhone games. I've been playing this new game. I've noticed that it's called Angry Birds Transformers.
Oh, how is that?
It's not too bad, actually. I think it's like a sort of a run-and-gun game, except there's not much shooting involved. It's not really a complex game. Obviously, it's based off Transformers, so, and the intro is pretty cool. So if you're not the original cartoon show, you'll probably like the intro to this. And also, the game is pretty explanatory. So you as the Angry Bird Transformer, the Autobots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the birds turn into the Autobots and the pigs turn into Decepticons.
Yeah, I need to download that.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's free to download, actually, so...
Uh-huh.
So it's not, it's a pretty good game. I've only played a little bit of it, so you just like running from left to right across the screen to, and then just taking out all the enemies, which is pretty fun actually. So no real complaints there. Just having fun, not going through the levels. And obviously, if you're a Transformers fan, you'll probably really enjoy this. And also, if you like the Angry Birds game, gameplay-wise, it's not much to do with the original Angry Birds game, because obviously you got use the slingshot to fire the birds at the pigs. But in this one, you just start using like lasers and bombs to destroy the enemies as you run along. So it's got some similarities, but it's difficult to talk about fully explaining it. But if you like Transformers or Angry Birds or both, then try it out and you'll probably have some fun with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, what about in-app purchases?
I think there's like a few adverts that play during it, and I think there's like the option of in-app purchase like, to speed you along through the game, but a quick five minute time waster, it's pretty fun.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's worth downloading just to see the intro. It's even got the fuzzy lines as if it was an original cartoon show.
Okay, I got to see that.
Yeah, so definitely watch it if you're a Transformers fan. Speaking of Angry Birds, I've also been played Angry Birds Stella, which is one of the female characters from the Angry Birds series. Mm-hmm. And sort of a spin-off from the main series of Angry Birds.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one yet.
So just all these different female birds, and I think part of this is like sort of like queen-like bird with piggies, with a bunch of piggies actually steal a map from Stella the bird, and then from there it's just a chase to try and get the map and all the belongings back.
Right.
And it's pretty fun, like new abilities and fun animations in this one. So it's kind of more based off the actual Angry Birds tunes episodes, but yes, pretty fun game. I think that might be free. I'm not too sure on that, but in terms of in-app purchase, there isn't really much except there's like a few videos you can watch to earn some coins and also. When it comes to certain points in the game, it might ask you to wait for a minute unless you spend 100 coins to get play the next level.
Right.
But, it's pretty fun. And also you can unlock outfits as well. So if you get these pictures, as the more stars you get, then you can use to change the appearance of the birds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can get like an Elvis wig for one of them and some sunglasses for another. So... That's a fun little aspect of it, and not much the gameplay. It's just still Angry Birds, but just with different characters to play as. So again, that's a good game to play.
Uh huh.
So let's think. Anything else? Bit more of Yu-Gi-Oh! Millennium Duels on the 360. Play a bit of that. And a few Street Pass games, which I've been playing with. I've got some characters on my travels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and outside of that, I mean, I've been meaning to play a couple of games, but I just haven't got around to it. That's pretty much all I've been playing, really. So what about you, Ron?
Okay, I've been playing the same old, you know, Street Fighter Online on PlayStation 3. I've been playing Street Fighter Online as usual. That's my casual game. But I'll continue on with Shadow Colossus, but this Friday was a record-breaking 4 Colossuses in one stream. That was about 3 hours, right at 4 hours worth of stream. And I don't know, I guess I fought all the really hard Colossuses. Now it's just kind of hard to find them. So that's what I've been playing, actually, console-wise. I haven't turned on Ouya yet, lately at all. I played a little bit of, Animal Crossing. I played a little bit of that. Of course, I'm still playing Kingdom Rush Part 2 on iPad, iOS. That's my game I love to play. And I want to say that's it. I haven't really... I want to say there's one more game I had, but I don't remember. I'm sorry, I did. Beach Buggy Racing. Yes, that game is free. It has in-game in-game purchases, but you can play it without purchasing. But I'd rather tell you to go ahead and pay $5 to unlock everything. But the game is so much fun. It's like what Mod Nation Racers should have been. Not trying to down Mod Nation Racers, but I mean the loading time, the controls, everything is just so fast. It's just so awesome. I stumbled upon that one. I saw it like a month ago, but I couldn't download it because I didn't have the space for it. So I finally downloaded it, and it was great. And I gave a shout-out on Twitter to the devs that did it. And some other guy saw that, and he retweeted, hey, yeah, this game is awesome. It's almost better than consoles, isn't it? I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. It's really good. It's almost, if not better than a console game. I wish it had Bluetooth controller support, like for 8-bit. But it does use tilt controllers, to steer left and right like you're really driving it. But other than that, the game is fun, and I look forward to playing it again, But I think that's really it for playing games.
Yeah, so both had a quiet week for gaming this week, then.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we go on to...
I'm sorry. I did. I played one more game. I forgot. Brave... Uh-oh. What's it called? It's called something Quest. I'm sorry. It's called... Hold on, I can see what it's called. I'm sorry. This was a 20-minute game. I played with a friend online. And, hold on for a second. I'll get the name of it real quick. I'm sorry. I should have posted it in the group, but I didn't. It's called... Hold on. Browser Quest. Like, web browser. But it's called Browser Quest. And basically, it's a Zelda clone. But it has its own little quirks and uniques. You can play with up to 16 people at one time with this game, and you're not connected to each other, so if you want to walk off and go do something else, you can. And they have, like, a few achievements you can get, like putting on a suit and getting a sword and getting pie, which is actually a cake you get. That's a secret achievement. I didn't even know it. But I'll post a link of it into the group. But it's really good. Browser Quest. It's really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that, I'm sorry. I knew it was something, but yeah, I played that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on to Hearts of the Week. So, any hearts for you, one?
Nope. No highlights, really, that I know of. I'm just thinking. I mean, if I think about it, it means there's nothing there. No, there's no highlights.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's any hearts for me. Not... really anything I can say other than like a little pickup I got from a charity shop. That's the box set there for the first season of The Thick of It, I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
I've never really watched it, so I don't know much about it, so I don't know if it's any good, but I think it was about $2.99, which is about $5, maybe a bit less.
Okay.
So that's like the complete first season and the specials.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it's already being used, so it's been a little find. But apart from that, I'd say it's been pretty average, normal week, really. Not much to complain about and not much to brag about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like I said, nothing much for me.
Yeah, so is there anything else we haven't mentioned or we should mention?
I think we covered everything. I think we covered everything we can talk about because, we can't talk about Resident Evil HD yet because it's not out yet.
Yeah, I'm sure before we come to that next time or if there's anything else to mention next time, but been a short episode, but I think we talked about a fair bit.
Oh yeah, we caught everything that's worth gaming,
So I think that's pretty much it. So thanks again, Mon, for being on as always.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
And to everyone else, thank you. later. Take care and good night.
It's me, Mario. Have a good one.
Luigi.